the Isle Blue Showcase, episode number 7. Tonight's guest will be Doug Johnson and CC Stewart. Both these guys are amazing musicians that live in Des Moines. Doug Johnson currently lives down in Texas, but used to play with Something to Do and JC Anderson, and CC Stewart, just a legend here in town. So great show. I think you'll enjoy it. Also joining the house band is a guy named Greg Lozano, playing sax. Don't know much about him. I don't remember him, unfortunately, but hopefully somebody out there will and tell me. So without further ado, the Isle Blue Showcase.
Welcome to the Isle Blue Showcase. I'm your host, Tom Gary, with my very special guests, Mr. Gene Jackson, Mr. Doug Johnson, CC Stewart, Gary Smith, and the world's most dangerous blues band, the Bad Boys of the Blues. Welcome to the heart of Ankeny, out here in the middle of the prairie on a nice cold January evening. And the wind is blowing, the snow is blowing, but we're here. And we're having fun, ain't that right, Frank?
That's right, we're having fun. This is Martin Luther King weekend. For those who are celebrating that holiday, I think we need to celebrate that, don't you think? It's a good weekend to sing the blues.
I think so, and I think we could actually celebrate that with the state.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was going to say that I was watching Oprah the other day. And I was hoping that would get a laugh, but they didn't. Oh, there we go. So I'm watching Oprah, and they were having this thing about single women. They said there were literally millions of single women between 35 and 45. I'm thinking, you know, there's all these single women, and I'm a single guy, and so I said, I'd like to meet some of them. And so one of the things I found out is that you could date people on the internet. So I joined some of these single things, and paid some money and tried to meet some women. Well,
how much?
I'd rather not say how much. Let's just say it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't expensive. And I wasn't getting any of the Russian mail order brides either. I was just, your average normal women, supposedly. And so anyway, Oprah didn't call me. No. So anyway, I'm doing this thing, and I get a bunch of replies, and some of them ended up being other personal services wanted me to join theirs. It's like this woman would write and say, "Well, I'd really like to write to you, but you'll have to answer me at thispersonals.com." And so I'd go there, and then they'd hit me up for another $30-$40 to be able to talk to
her. Ah, okay.
So those weren't working out. And then some of them that were real, I was like going, okay, this is cool. So I go out, and I find out now that, I hate to say this, but I'm a fat chick magnet.
Maggot?
Yeah,
what'd
no,
you say?
Magnet.
Oh, magnet. I'm sorry.
The thing is that, and I feel safe saying this because I used to be a fat guy. So, I'm not being, mean
You're not
to
discriminating
fat people.
Against
no,
larger sizes.
No, of course not.
I'm with you.
But unfortunately, it seems like every woman I dated was bigger than me. And so I'm not being very successful at all. And you're not helping or feeling
I know,
sorry
I don't know how to answer that, The internet dating, that's about as safe a sex as you can have, as long as you don't really meet the person,
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so.
Yeah. So I guess, even dreams can come true. It can happen to you.
Okay? That's Disney dating, Frank.
Dating the Mickey.
Once again, we need to put a mic on the band. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have our first guest. He's got a appointment he has to do, so he's got to run. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring him out here. The world-famous piano player plays with Something to Do.
Something to Do.
plays with a rock band that will remain nameless and blameless. And he's a good all-around cat. He's always out there to help us out. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Doug Johnson.
Yeah. All right. Do you remember that thing? That, what did I say? C minor?
All right. You know they're making me feel all right, so keep loving me, baby. Oh, keep loving me, baby. Keep loving me, baby. Thank you.
I said sometimes late at night, I get to feel your tender lips. You know they make a maiden feel all right, so keep a loving me, baby. Oh, keep a loving me, baby. Keep a loving me, baby.
For these guys, that's the first time these guys have ever played that song too, and all the breaks and all that, and wow, guys from Tower of Power or what? Phenomenal. Now I was gonna do one song on by myself, but these guys sound really good, so I want to play some more with them. So scratch what you wrote down on the pad. You know what, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do part of that other song that I wrote down. Then we're just gonna do
in the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world, give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world. Give me Jesus.
I thought I'd just do a little bit of that there. Something to do there. All right.
Thanks, Thomas. Gentlemen. Doug Johnson over here. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom.
Welcome to the showcase. I'm kind of awkward because normally I'm there and you're here and this and that. But anyway.
Yeah, so, and we're in stereo.
That's right. Isn't that cool? Anyway, I was just, what's going on with you in your life and who you playing with? I know you got a bunch of bands that you're involved in. And
Yeah.
When's the next gig? And
Friday.
No.
Thursday, take that back. I don't know. Thursday. No, yeah, Tom, I'm working with a couple bands. I'm in a variety band, so to speak. The Dr. Feelgood Band.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we do lots of everything from Frank Sinatra to almost the Backstreet Boys, but not quite.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so, okay. And
we won't take your blues credentials away.
Yeah, so
away.
That's the Cheese Band. And the reason I enjoy that band is when we do outdoor festivities and the kids are there, we get the kids on stage, and I enjoy that. So the kids get to get a little bit of music.
Cool.
But then, of course, what I like to do for my heart is I play with something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with George Davis and his brother Gil Davis and Ben. And that's the band we'll be working with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week.
Cool, and where's that at?
Thursday at Autographs out in, Douglas and the 100th, I think it is, the old Saints Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of, they got food there. Blues and barbecue. And then a Friday and Saturday is the Jazzy Willies.
Cool, all right. Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there.
And soon we'll be out here at Starry Night.
All right.
So we're shooting for March, March or April. So, yeah.
Well, you got another tune in there for us?
Yeah, we're going to do one more.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Johnson.
Is that what did I wrote down? Yeah, that's it. I have to ask them what I wrote down because I have no idea what I told them. All right. One, two. Well, let's come in on the five. All right. One. Two, one.
Not don't want much. I just want a little bit. I don't want it all. I just want a little bit. Well, it's a teeny weeny bit, teeny weeny bit of love. Turn the lights down low and throw me a kiss.
this brief intermission.
How about it for the band?
So once again, Iowa Blues Showcase.
Welcome back. At this segment of the show, we always have Frank take $50 and spend it on Des Moines to show that Des Moines is not a dead city.
Dead city?
It's not a dead city,
is
it, Frank?
It's a D city. D city.
Move into the mic. There,
or Des. They can't hear Des
you.
City.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, it's great to be back. Thank you for asking me back.
Well, you know, I'm a nice guy.
Hey, you know, I don't know if you've been following the news or not, but there's been kind of a little crime wave in the city. And I don't know if you know this or not, but there's actually people who go fishing down off the rivers, off the river bridges. You know that?
Really?
Did you know that, Tommy?
No, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, and actually they've been doing this. And, you know, it's, in fact, that's my Des Moines on $50. You know, you go out and you buy a rod and reel and you maybe even buy a fishing license. If you dare. But anyway, you go down and you stay on the bridge and go fishing. But that's the good news. The bad news is that, you know, the fish that you catch, some of the guys that's been doing this, they've been, like, selling these fish.
Really?
To some Asian fish markets, I guess.
Okay.
I guess they're having sushi, making sushi out of these fish. And honestly, they were arrested by the DNR, Department of Natural Resources. They were arrested. And they fined him like thousands of dollars for selling these fish.
Selling their fish. Wait, okay.
Selling the fish to the.
But why would you want to eat those fish anyway? Seriously.
Well, that way you'd never grow any weeds, and the pesticide.
Are you saying you won't grow any weeds on your body?
Yeah, exactly. Because you know it's full of Roundup, you know, and diazinon and Thorazine. I don't know. It's full. I'm telling you. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, that's the thing to do this week, is to go down there and stand on the bridges and. Go fishing with your $50 rod and reel, okay?
I see.
And so that's what you do this week.
Des Moines on
$50. In Des Moines on
$50. On $50.
On the bridge.
But that doesn't
meet you on the bridge.
It doesn't cover court costs, though, right?
Just don't sell those fish. Oh, by the way, you know how you prepare one of those carp? You know how you prepare a carp if you're lucky enough to catch one?
No, Frank, tell us how you do that.
Well, you put the carp there on a piece of board. You put it in the oven for 2 hours. You take the board and the fish out of the oven, and then you eat the board. So, that's Des Moines on $50. Thanks for asking.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Strong, Des Moines on $50. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is new to Des Moines, but not new to the blues. I first seen this guy down at the former Blue Sky, which is no longer, unfortunately. Michelle has gone out of business once again, but I'm sure she'll pop up somewhere, and we'll be glad when she does. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. C.C. Stewart.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Little B.B. King for you.
spell.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to have a little fun with this one. One of my idols, I guess. Especially when you play guitar. You got to like Stevie Ray Vaughan. So I thought I'd do one of his tunes.
Halloween.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks.
Hey, nice job. CeCe, why don't you tell us about where you've been as far as we don't know a whole lot about you since you're new to town.
I started in Des Moines probably back in 93 or 94 as a Toad Holler All-Star.
Oh, cool.
Playing a lot of country.
Do you know Jay? Bass player Jay?
Jay Weaver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I play with Jay
good
Weaver.
Good friend of mine. Yeah. You know, Randy Coors and players like that.
I know those country guys.
He's a great bass player. Plays for Tanya Tucker right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. See, Iowegians can make it big.
It is true.
So then anyway, what happened? You left Des Moines for a while or?
No, I just have been playing a lot in the country scene.
That was sort of like leaving Des Moines then.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-pum.
Actually, the truth of the matter is I did for over a five-year period. I went on the road for about 3 years, but mm-hmm. I keep coming back to Des Moines. It's kind of like a safety blanket or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
I
yeah.
keep coming back home. So to me, a lot, and you know, I'm real excited about playing blues right now because there's a lot of similarities in blues and country. And to me, it's just a different way of saying the same thing, really.
Cool. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So anyway, you got another song for us there?
I sure do. This is one of my favorites, actually. Dobie Gray tune, a little R&B tune for you. It's called Drift Away.
Okay.
Day after day, I've been more confused. So I saw the light of the pouring rain. Oh, that's a game that I hadn't lose. I'm feeling the strain. Hey, won't you give me the beat, boys, and free my soul? Won't get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Thank you.
want you to know, believe in your song. Real on right over my knee. You carry me on, making me strong. Won't you give me the beat, boys, and free my soul? Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah. I said, no, give me the beat, boys. So wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Welcome back. And at this point, we always like to do a song real quick. And we're going to do a little Sweet Home Chicago. Yeah. Chicago. Bring it on down. I want to thank you all for the first hour of the Island Blues Showcase. I want to thank our guests, Doug Johnson and C.C. Stewart. We don't want you to go nowhere because the next hour we're going to have Gary Smith and Gene Jackson. That's right. So another hour of the Island Blues Showcase. So don't go nowhere, don't be square, because we'll be right back.
Case. Hey, just to let you know, next week's show again, Gene Jackson and the late, great Gary Smith. So come on back and listen to us. It'll be a great show. And we'll see you next time. Oh, by the way, that was the 118-2003 show. So next week will be the part two of that. So see you later. Good night. And have a nice 4th of July weekend.